Public Investor 12-03894, also known as Six-Pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Government Knows Me by Carrie Devra, your host. Welcome. We're going to catch us up a little bit on headlines before we talk about victims. We're going to touch on Memex and Matthew Otis before we delve into R. Kelly and Wall Street. As I share, I applied to FINRA to become an arbitrator. I qualified with my trainings, more than qualify, as a Los Angeles County Bar Association dispute resolution arbitrator or mediator. Moments before, I caught FINRA's neutral coordinator peeking at my LinkedIn site. This can be a good thing. This will definitely be a challenge for FINRA, because I know how an arbitration is supposed to be run. Let's see what happens. Stay tuned. And over time when we're talking, we are going to explore about felons and Wall Street, lawyers, securities industry, class action suits, judges. Yes, the judges, to explain their role too. I found a nest, I prefer the word coven, of federal judges who covered up their colleagues' disability fraud. How? Well, a victim of a judge in the D.C. federal court, and we crossed paths. Her from her suit for being a victim of rape at age 16, in a case where the serial killer was in fact put to death, he was executed. But there was a problem in that the star prosecutor sent from D.C. by President Carter to the state of Utah, the star prosecutor, Judge Warren Roberts, he was having sex with the star witness, a 16-year-old girl. In fact, he kept trailing this girl all the years, 2013, when the serial murderer was put to death. So we'll talk more about how our paths crossed. The victim's path, my path, and how we shared the same judge, her in her matter as a lawyer 35 years ago, me in my matter as the Securities and Exchange Commission's investment client they asked to be their whistleblower. Judge Richard Warren Roberts, by the way, was in fact supposed to be President Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court. It was not meant to be Garland Merrick. Literally the same week that the nominations were going to be made public, the rape victim of Judge Roberts from Utah filed a litigation in the state of Utah. It took about 35 years to get a lawyer to fight for her all these years, as the lawyer has done, and the case was filed. So Judge Richard Warren Roberts' application or consideration to be a Supreme Court justice was pulled, and Garland Merrick was the Me Too. You know, they call in England Prince William and Prince Harry as the heir and the spare. Garland Merrick was the spare, but never quite the candidate that Congress would have accepted. As we saw, he wasn't. Now, the question we have, or you may have, of me is, what does R. Kelly and the Lifetime Surviving R. Kelly documentary have to do with Wall Street? Well, as I see it, as I experienced as a Wall Street whistleblower requested by the Securities and Exchange Commission to help them against Dawn Bennett, her associates, against her firm, Bennett Group Financial Services, against the investment advisory firm that was later played off as being a securities broker-dealer firm, Western International. Both different firms. They are not one and the same, Western International Securities broker-dealer firm and Western International Securities investment advisory firm and the clearinghouse, J.P. Morgan Clearinghouse. I was asked to whistleblow on all of them, provided information on all of them. So what does R. Kelly have to do with Wall Street? Victim blaming, victim shaming, forgotten crimes that go unreported. Victims of surviving R. Kelly resonated with my experience as a Wall Street whistleblower. You see, the experience of victims is pretty much the same. People want to make a victim in a sex matter different than a victim in a Wall Street fraud matter. No, victim is victim. The modalities we go through, the lack of esteem, the, some say, a PTSD for victims, it's all the same. No one ever 100% recovers, regardless of your being a victim of a rocker or a victim of Wall Street. Victims never really quite look people in the eyes again. It's a lack of sense of self. Victims drift off from people that know them, even love them, and remind them of what they did. Victims perceive they are being told they were wrong. With Memex, I want to talk about that. Memex announced it was coming out as an exchange. If Memex is following the model of what happened with the National Association of Securities Dealers, that it was shut down, the NASD, and then replaced with FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, then that tips us that the other exchange that it is challenging, as we're being told it's challenging, but it may be being set up as to appear as a catfight in the news, but it may be tipping us that the other owners want to avoid complications. The New York Stock Exchange is a private business. The NASD was a private business. And FINRA is a private business. Why do I mention the three? Well, the way it was presented by media off of press releases the Wall Street industry gave to journalists who feed off of press releases to create stories and follow stories, well, the story was is that there was going to be a new sheriff in town. Fact is, and I've confirmed it through FOIA, the NASD is still alive. It's just that it's called FINRA. It's a name change only. How could the Memex, I ask myself, how could the Memex group not know that the SEC is the approving party in new exchanges? One day I got a phone call out of the blue from a man asking questions about FINRA, telling me that they were going to start up their own exchange. They were preparing, readying their application for FINRA. And I went, why are you giving it to FINRA? He said, that's what our lawyers tell us. And I go, but that's not what FINRA does. And I went through what has become quite routine for me to do, is explain to people the way the triangle or the pyramid trickles down is Congress wrote laws creating the Securities and Exchange Commission to have oversight only over securities broker-dealer firms only, and asked the SEC or told the SEC, your job is to make sure everything we write as law is implemented as we write it. And amongst the things we want you to do, we want you as the SEC to create multiple, not one, multiple. I wish you could see my finger wagging back and forth like, no, 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 not one, multiple self-regulatory organizations. All we have ever seen is one, only one, confirmed by the SEC. Only one ever applied. Others applied. Oh, yes, others applied, not to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Others applied to FINRA. As this man and his group were going to do, I said, why are you applying to FINRA? They're only going to shut you down, as they've done with others. Like John Hurry, they close you down and then find reasons to fine you or do something to hold you accountable in that bucket 8210 catch-all rule that they default, FINRA defaults to. I said, why FINRA? He said, our lawyers told us that. I said, well, I'm not your lawyer. I'm telling you that is not where you go. And well done, it seems I am listened to, unpaid, but listened to. The lawyers get paid profitably. I do not. What I'd caution people, just because it's a new entity doesn't mean that it's going to be any different than the priors. I want to see all of the complaints that have been forcing this new entity to pop up. Back in 1998, a man I later learned was the god or the man in Wall Street arbitration, Philip Idikoff, a lawyer in securities area of law, he actually helped found the PIABA, Public Investors Arbitrators Bar Association. They advocate for the securities broker-dealer firms that is their client. They will work with investors, but there is a caution we will discuss later. Philip told me that we would not be able to collect an award he secured for me because Wall Street places the award on the firms that are not, and not the individuals, and on the firms that are, is it empty shells? They close down and then they reopen up. We are going to talk more about this too when we get into the conversation about attorneys. Philip didn't tell me then something I learned in 2013 during my arbitration with Don Bennett. I did not know that Philip and his associates sit on the FINRA committees that make the code and rules of, and procedures that FINRA holds their dues collecting investment clients accountable to. Going back to Wall Street fraud, R. Kelly, and victims, there's the basics in life we've been told as guidances that the more they change, the more they stay the same. Criminals manipulate victims. Victims lack esteem to speak up or out on people and against people who say they are experts. More so, victims are not given a handbook on questions to ask someone before you enter a situation that looks okay or even feels a little bit dodgy. There is no handbook. It's sort of like that TV show title, A Million Little Things. No matter how many questions you ask, there's always going to be the question you don't know to ask. And no criminal is going to tell a victim, a potential victim, well, ask me this, or I think you should know that. That's not how it goes. To applaud also, I have shared, I restored voting rights to hundreds of thousands of Virginia felons via an article I wrote that I walked Terry McAuliffe's team through. That's the former governor of Virginia. I walked his team through the day after they lost, amazingly so, in the Virginia Supreme Court to a challenge from Judicial Watch on voters' felon restoration dignity. From what I have been learning and documenting, showing how many criminals from Wall Street never get called criminals because of the very elaborate, intricate web that PIABA has curated along with FINRA. I applaud Matthew Charles Otis on his release from prison. Again, Mr. Otis had been reincarcerated by the U.S. attorney in the state of Tennessee. Donald Cochran rearrested Otis after Otis was released. U.S. Attorney Cochran cited Otis's 1996 childhood record. And as much as Tennessee Judge Alita Trauger wanted to give Matthew Charles Otis a second chance, U.S. Attorney Cochran would not budge. Release is one thing now that Matthew is out starting life yet again. Life dignity restoration is a completely different story, unless you're a criminal on Wall Street. Because as I will say over and over again, until this imbalance of law stops, Wall Street crimes go unreported. Wall Street crimes go unreported because cops don't know where to find them. We are going to go into more detail on this. You know, again, I've spent 8.5 years on this topic. Didn't intend to spend 8.5 years, but once I began to see that I was unraveling threads and connecting dots that was making FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the Securities Exchange Commission, keeping them on their toes, I felt I had to continue. Someone had to do this. Someone. I got picked. You know, they say God doesn't give you more than you can handle. He has a heck of a lot more faith in me than I have had. Wall Street protects securities broker-dealer firm cover-ups that impact the Matthew Charles Otises and others. Crystal Mason was rearrested after leaving jail because she voted. Nobody told her, she said, that she could not vote. Alice Johnson of Kim Kardashian Oval Office intervention fame. She was released from jail after decades. Eric Riddick was released from jail after DNA confirmed Riddick did not murder his girlfriend. Singer Meek Mill struggles with a judge who did Mills' intake. They are like married by court. Mills is struggling to change judges. If he was a Wall Streeter, if Riddick, Johnson, Mason, and Otis were Wall Streeters, this conversation would be a non-starter. Nobody would know who they are. More to the Wall Street standard of not crime reporting is how Wall Streeters can be put in jail, even for extended periods, without showing up inside the BOP, Bureau of Prison System. Wall Streeter Don Bennett, also known as the Hoodoo Investment Advisor, Bennett was incarcerated over a year. Bennett's name did not appear in the Bureau of Prison website, Prison Locator. Post-conviction, October 17, 2018, Bennett's name still does not appear in the Bureau of Prison Locator. And in the course of the trial of USA versus Bennett, I learned the federal government can do this. They do it. They withhold names of prisoners from being exposed publicly. Victims can't even find the criminal. Lawyers and media can't locate what prison the criminal is in. For all intents and purposes, the criminal has disappeared. Now, this is not afforded to celebrities. Mugshots are not made public. Mugshots that we find online, you've heard the term bait click? Mugshots are circulated online, and some mugshots that are circulated make celebrities out of people like hot felon Jeremy Meeks. So celebrities' mugshots circulate online long after their arrest. Mike Tyson, Charlie Sheen, Mel Gibson, O.J. Simpson, Lindsay Lohan, Heather Locklear, Countess Luann de Lesseps, Mama June, Robert Downey Jr., Tim Allen, their mugshots are online. They become bait click, images used to trick readers, online perusers, trick them to access and enter websites. So again, congratulations to Matthew Charles Otis. It's going to take an awful lot of time and money to remove his mugshot from online. His crimes won't be expunged. It'll always be there in his record. Now, if he was a Madoff or a Don Bennett, this crime, and countless others, by the way, his crimes would have been covered up already for decades and not known about it. Now, the people do know about these criminals. And the point with the surviving R. Kelly is that, marrying the two stories, is that the crimes and stories are known. I happen to have gone to an event here in D.C. at the W Hotel, where one of the panelists was Larry Kudlow. Everybody knows who Larry Kudlow is. He's a dinosaur in the world of finance. Well, I went up after the panel and I told Larry, I said, hey, you've got these videos with you and Don Bennett as your guest. She's been charged and being held in jail over securities fraud, bank fraud, wire fraud. What are you going to do? He said nothing. I mean, it's not that he didn't say anything. Larry said nothing. He didn't tell investors that his show is pure entertainment. That's what he told me. You have investors reading Barron's magazine. Investors top 100 editor Matthew Barthel told me a year after my arbitration with Don Bennett in FINRA that the top 5 spots can be bought and that Bennett had bought her spot. We could not get any discovery during our arbitration. That road does not go both ways in FINRA. The defendants, the securities broker dealer firms, they get discovery of the victims that are suing. They then bar or deny discovery of themselves. You don't get to see Well, we were very specific. We wanted bank accounts, all the businesses' names that I had pulled documents on. We wanted information on the firm, DJB Holdings, that the SEC eventually sued Don Bennett for, that case that was taken over by the FBI and the U.S. attorneys. We couldn't get any of the information that Barron's says it requires for their Winner Circle participants. We got nothing. The SEC, well, I asked specifically for the founding papers for Bennett Group Financial Services, got nothing. I think we got four or five, got nothing. So the answer was no documents exist. And then I got something. I got the application that showed that Don Bennett's company, Bennett Group Financial Services, did not meet an investment advisory firm minimum. The SEC says a firm must have. What do you do when the government is fudging papers, covering up crimes, let alone with R. Kelly and people knowing about his crimes and they covered up crimes? What do you do when the government is covering up crimes, losing documents? Kudlow made no public announcement that he knew Don Bennett, never said that he made a mistake promoting her show, promoting her. He made no announcement before or after being nominated to the work at the White House about his role in helping attract victims to Don Bennett. Again, I saw Larry around the district, multiple places, and I would say something. Someone had to say something. How is it that the R. Kellys, the Don Bennetts, the Bernard Madoff's crimes are not known? They are known. It's who they have around them that helps cover the crimes up. Business people invested into their commodity, their client. Lawyers who are hired to secure non-disclosure agreements, what are called NDAs, and to get these people silenced before cops learn about the crimes. Protecting the star, whether it's a Madoff or a Don Bennett or an R. Kelly, the crimes continue. And in my way of looking at things, they're accessories to the crimes. And as I've said to people repeatedly in the course of my gaining knowledge that I readily share, tell them, choose. Do you want accessory before, during, or after, or all three? I have no hesitation to speak to them, these people, this way anymore, because I also tell them, what I say to you, you cannot unhear, and what you do moving forward can make you an accessory before, during, or after this moment. Being close to fame overrules people's senses of right and wrong. R. Kelly is threatening to sue Lifetime. Yes, he's charged with allegations. There are the videos. The dance of the courtrooms will go on, where victims who participate as witnesses are eviscerated. You're being victimized yet again. And in the trial, if it's a federal trial, there is no help for the victims. People need to understand the federal government employees, the U.S. attorneys, the FBI, the other, they work for the government. The FBI sent letters out to Don Bennett's victims saying, we don't work for you, but we're telling you this is what's going on. But we don't work for you. And yet these people put their time on the line to help the government. And as we're all hearing from these cases like Manafort and others, they also put themselves on the line if they don't tell the truth. And there were victims in the Bennett case that were refusing to cooperate with the FBI, testify to in court. They actually lied to the FBI. The question is whether they will rise to the occasion of being held accountable to, or whether the government moves on to larger, what they call celebrity fish. So when the papers, the information comes in the course of a NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, or from whistleblower, that's when the criminal, the bad person, goes deeper into cover-up mode. In the case of the SEC, everything was discoverable. In the case of R. Kelly, private lawyers cover things up. The lawyers, gotta love them, but you got to understand that they work to build out protections for their clients and for their making money. They get paid for doing a job, and if they do a good job for their clients, they get hired more, work with friends of the client's referrals. It's about money. Whether it's R. Kelly or Wall Street criminals like Bernard Madoff, Don Bennett, it's about money. And the victims are the losers. The morning news shows were talking about, and still are talking about, Lifetime Channel's R. Kelly documentary, Surviving R. Kelly. The victims of R. Kelly are bravely speaking out. Dots are getting connected. Victims are not believed. Same with Wall Street. Victims are not believed. The peer of the accused perpetrator are believed. The accused perpetrator is believed. The victims are the ones that are not believed and blamed. If you ever read FINRA Broker Check, you ever read what is written by the investment advisor on the securities broker-dealer firm industry only detailed report, it's always the victim. The victim was sophisticated. The victim was an accountant. The victim was a lawyer. The victim knew what they were doing. They're not being called victims, mind you. I'm using the word victims. But that they knew what they were, what was happening, and they told me to do it. And they were a longtime client of mine. Let me tell you, Madoff's clients, Madoff's victims, Don Bennett's clients, Don Bennett's victims had no idea that the statements they received monthly were faked. I saw it, almost immediately saw it. The months didn't match. We will at some point down the road get into more detail about how to look at documents, what you're looking for consistency. But you're never really going to know to the extent your documents are being faked. And the average person can't tell. I went to art school. I tell people, I went to art school. I was a news photographer. Gave me some extra skills that came into play in unraveling this crime. But the crimes get covered up, whether you're a victim of a rocker, a rapper, or a Wall Streeter. Jada Pinkett Smith dove into the talk of Surviving R. Kelly as one of her red table topics. Michael Strahan and Sarah Haynes delved into the talk, too. This gets better. Michael Strahan said he knows R. Kelly's ex-wife from her friendship with Strahan's ex-wife, both of them being on an ex-wives club TV show. Strahan said he had no idea R. Kelly's wife was going through the issues she lays bare on TV. People saw, just that they didn't know what they were seeing compared to what other people were seeing. And the people that stood by watching R. Kelly's life choices and said nothing, they're part of the crime cover-up. People see it all the time. Look, I'm continually pitching the story about Don Bennett and Wall Street and FINRA and SEC crime against victims. Editors say, well, it doesn't quite fit my audience, what they want to read. And yeah, we've heard it all before. And I'll go, no. Her victims were taken into FINRA, signing an agreement after being victimized. Nothing bound them to go there. And I've shown you enough papers that show you that these victims don't go to FINRA for dispute resolution. It says it on their website. So we have these situations that repeat themselves in different industries. With the gymnast, it was the Dr. Larry Nassar. The people, the parents' ambitions for their daughters colored the instincts to protect their girls. Can you imagine the doctor used a technique called fisting? Some people decry it. Other people say, it's what we do. It's when a man or a woman takes a fist and rams it up inside the girl's hoo-ha. This was acceptable in the industry. People knew about it. The priests, we're hearing the stories about the Vatican and the priests. We've heard about pedophile priests for decades. My God, when I was working covering news in Europe, I was hearing about the Irish priests and the English priests and the French priests. These crimes are not endemic to our zip code alone, to our continent alone. They are global. My talk on Wall Street crime, it for sure is global. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority and the Securities and Exchange Commission have memorandums of understanding on how to treat complaints from clients that say they've been stolen from or misled. Countries around the world, London, England, Canada, France, Hong Kong, Australia, I have the whole list written down. We are going to go into this later. We are absolutely, I want to get out as best as I can, as much information as I can, because people are now listening. I blew up Wall Street, so to speak, because I brought out documents people don't normally get to see. What I noticed is what I know about crime and criminals, like you and I perfect our game, whether it's cooking, working out, we practice to get better. So do criminals and their entourages. We will talk again. Have a good one. Fantastic, a green and yellow basket, a rodent, yeah.